It's a pleasure on Highland Radio to speak to Sean Mighty Moore, who plays the engineer in Miss Saigon. Now, Miss Saigon is one of the most dramatic, emotional and spectacular musicals of the Common Era. It had a huge run in London, opening there over 40 years ago. And since then, it's been viewed worldwide by millions upon millions of people. Delighted to be joined by Sean, who plays, as I say, the engineer in that production. Sean, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I mean, yes, the magic of Saigon, and we're back bringing all the heat with the legend reborn with this new fabulous production.
It's a new production, Sean, but it's a very old story, because Miss Saigon is actually based on the opera Madame Butterfly, and it tells the same story of Madame Butterfly. It's a story of the clash, to a certain extent, of East and West, but also a story of how the West can use the East in terms of its resources and in terms of its people.
Yes, exactly. It is such a timeless, beautiful piece. As you mentioned, 40 years since it opened in Drury Lane, but now we're back with this new kind of fresh take, and as you say, East and West. But, I'm up there with all my beautiful colleagues, and as I say, we're serving you big Salesian energy. So, feeling nothing but power and pride. And it is, you know, the story of the engineer and Kim. Our focus there is really, their survival through the hardships of Vietnam War. But, the focus really is on Kim and her story and a mother's fight for herself and her son and for a better future. That's where the engineer ties in with his crazy dream, the American dream. So it is really about their fight and spirit.
And it's important that you use words like fight and spirit, because sometimes musicals can present almost a saccharine view of love and relationships, and everything is happy and everything in the garden is rosy, and let's sing a nice song about it. It's not like that in Miss Saigon, because this is very complex.
It is very complex, it is set in the backdrop of the Vietnam War, and it's really prevalent in the world we're living in today. We are living in a world of war, and it is confronting, but I guess through Bublil and Schoenberg and the music and the story, it really, really poses that it's the greatest love story of all, as I say, and through the hardships of war, love is there, and that's a beautiful thing.
The character you play, the engineer, in many ways the puppet master over the course of the whole of Miss Saigon, described as sleazy but charismatic. And I know from my own limited experience in amateur theatre, sometimes it's way more fun playing the villain.
Yes, I always say the heroic villain, what a polarizing, in such controversial role. It is such a feast for an actor, but, it's really exciting that Cameron McIntosh and Michael Harrison have really celebrated someone like me and really given me a moment to, change up the character through this new kind of fresh lens. And I kind of bring you, the engine queer to the table. And, they have such an obsession, at the very end, the showstopper number, the American dream, it's all about the land of the free. And as I mentioned, the hardships of war and, an Asian person wanting to live a life where they can be who they are in America. It's such a new take that audiences have really, really loved.
And it's a challenge for you as an actor, I'm sure, as well, because, as you say, you want to put your own queer perspective on this. You want to bring this to a new place under a new lens, but you also have to tell a story that's rooted in history, a story that's rooted in fact, and a story that's going to be known by very many people in the audience. It's a very interesting line to have to balance.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all in the text work. There is such such great lines that, give kind of a queer perspective. Men will always be men, fat like a chocolate eclair as I suck out the cream. It's almost delicious, but I kind of think of someone's hardship within that time. You know, 1975 is Vietnam War and 1969 is American queer liberation. And there's such a parallel within that. And seeing someone kind of reformed in communist war, having to hide themselves and really fight for a future where they can be in the land of the free. There's such a fabulous parallel. And, you know, of course, it's fun. You know, the engineer is a pimp. He's selling sex, and I'm on the menu, too. It's actually kind of fabulous and perfect.
In terms of the staging, Miss Saigon, right from the off, was famous for its staging. There is a scene in the evacuation of Saigon. It's a story. Yeah. We've all seen the pictures, and that is replicated on stage. And for many people, particularly I recall in the 80s and early 90s, if you mentioned Miss Saigon, the question came back, isn't that the one with the helicopter?
Yes, yes. You know, there is that, you know, iconic but horrifying picture, you know, of the helicopter and you know, Vietnamese, you know, that their escape, and of course we pay homage to that brilliant and horrifying moment. But there's such really great new things with the staging and set design. You know, the revolve of the stage just gives a really kind of very filmic energy. You know, as you say, you see that picture, and there's kind of a parallel with this kind of new filmic, really vulnerable approach to this new production. So it's it's intimate, but really, you know, of course, dramatic and poignant.
You're coming to Derry for a series of performances starting Tuesday, May 26th, ending Saturday, May 30th. There are evening performances at 7:30. But what's interesting about this, to give as many people as possible a chance to say it, there are matinee performances as well, not just on Saturday, but on Wednesday and Thursday as well.
Yes, I think we're there. Don't get me wrong. Is it for 2 weeks or is it for the week?
This is for the week. This is just Tuesday to Saturday.
Yes, 1 week. We're kind of... you know, we've been all over. We've been to, like, Dublin, Belfast, as you say. We've been to Edinburgh. But, 1 week in, so we come in on the Tuesday, double Wednesday, double Thursday, Friday, and then double Saturday, and then we are on to the next. So in and out. It's the life of a showgirl, life on tour.
It must be a really difficult one for you because, I mean, to put in two performances in one day of a show that is so emotionally complex, a show that demands so much of you as a singer, so much of you as a performer, so much of you as a person. It must be difficult to do that.
It is, but, you know, I love what I do and I love to be up there and, you know, it's been an honor to play this role, you know, having done it in Sydney Opera House, to Taiwan, to Philippines and, you know, Cameron really loved what I brought to the table and brought me over here. So, you know, two shows, 8-show weeks. It's the madness. But I, you know, it's Miss Saigon. It's the greatest love story of all time, and I love what I do. So it's, you know, let's go. It's showbiz, baby.
And what would you say to someone, Sean, who perhaps doesn't go to musicals very often? I know there are many, many people who would regularly go to musicals and they've had their tickets for months. I mean, you have those bums on the seats already. But to someone who is thinking, oh, I'm not sure, oh, maybe it's not for me, oh, it's based on an opera, that's not really my thing, what message would you have for them?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, it's Cameron McIntosh, Michael Harrison, Boob Lil Schoenberg musical. It's legendary and iconic, you know, 40 years since Drury Lane, and now we're back in Derry. I mean, come witness the magic of Miss Saigon. It's not to be missed.
Sean Malley-Moore, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.